From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency says BP will now start reducing the amount of a controversial chemical dispersant it uses to try to break up the oil that's gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's David Shaper reports from Venice, Louisiana, that the EPA is also pushing BP to stop the leak. The oil company says it's still trying after missing several projected dates to plug its well.
EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson says BP initially balked when asked last week to stop using CorExit and use a less toxic oil dispersant instead. So Jackson says she met with BP officials here in southern Louisiana, and now the oil company will comply.
We expect to see a substantial reduction in the amount, overall amount of dispersant used.
Jackson says BP agrees to cut its use of CorExit at least in half and adds, there's one way to eliminate the need for dispersants altogether.
When you cut off the flow, you don't need to keep dispersing the oil. In fact, dispersant's not good on oil that's not relatively fresh. So it all goes back, once again, to cutting off the flow of the oil.
But there's still no word on when the deep underwater blown-out well might be capped. David Shaper, NPR News, Venice, Louisiana.
Stock markets are down around the world again. Investors are nervous about budget issues in European countries and, as Louisa Lim reports for NPR, increased tensions between South Korea and North Korea.
South Korea's KOSPI slid to close down 2.7%, which means it's entered a correction, or a drop of 10% from its peak at the end of April. This amid a report that North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has ordered his military to prepare for combat. South Korea's won also tumbled, with its worst daily loss for more than a year. But the gloom didn't stop there. Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed down 3.5%, and Japan's Nikkei lost 3%. Both are troubled by concerns about European debt, especially after the Bank of Spain rescued a small lender over the weekend. Money markets, too, are showing an increasing reluctance to lend, with fears growing of a wider meltdown ahead. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Witnesses report more tornadoes in the Midwest, though the National Weather Service has not confirmed them. People say they've seen twisters in the Dakotas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and Texas. Weather Service meteorologist Dave Fobert says there will be Midwest rain today, but tornadoes are not likely.
Continued chance of thunderstorms, especially across eastern Nebraska down into central Kansas along that stalled-out cold front.
After the winds that swept through the Midwest yesterday, a few buildings are damaged, and a Nebraska Red Cross spokesman says about two dozen residents are out of their homes. They were taken out after the roof of their Scotts Bluff apartment building blew off. This is NPR News. The Senate is preparing for a conference with the House to reconcile differences over the financial regulatory overhaul effort. NPR's Audie Cornish reports some businesses want exemptions from certain proposed regulations.
The Senate approved a measure by Kansas Republican Sam Brownback for special instructions to the conference members to advocate on behalf of car dealers during the joint meeting. The dealers say they shouldn't fall under the proposed Consumer Financial Products Bureau.
The auto dealers are asking for this. They don't want the additional cost and burden of this regulation on them. They are the quintessential Main Street business throughout the country. There's not a single auto dealer on Wall Street.
A similar exemption is already included in the House bill. Party leaders in that chamber are set to appoint their conference representatives next week. The two bills also differ in the way they approach restrictions on the derivatives market and government audits of the Federal Reserve. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The White House is warning the insurance industry it plans to block mergers it believes will impede competition. The Justice Department's head antitrust officer, Christine Varney, says vigorous antitrust enforcement in the insurance industry is key to success of the new health care law. One or two large companies dominate the health insurance market in many states. A credit rating agency says late payments on car loans are down sharply. TransUnion says tighter credit and better payment rates by consumers are sending late payments down compared to last year. TransUnion also says first quarter delinquency rates are also down for credit cards and mortgages as consumers get a better grip on their debts. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.